The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I am live with a really interesting program for you today. Hopefully, you're enjoying the day and out and with your families and friends and doing the things that you like to do. But you know what? What's very important is that you pay attention to what we have to talk about, because it's kind of taking the shade off of the blend, if you will, between allopathic medicine, which we lovingly call Western medicine, and Eastern medicine, which we call traditional Chinese medicine. And we're going to kind of blend the two today and tell you what the differences are and what the commonalities are. There's so many different commonalities when you take a look at it. To start it out, the difference is that, you know, for me, when you look at Eastern medicine or traditional Chinese medicine, it really asks the question why something exists. Well, allopathic medicine or Western medicine gives you fundamental factual information that now is left to discretion, if you will. But who better than my dear friend, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, to talk about this, a man who I have tremendous admiration for, the guy who is, you know, from Shanghai, China, and is a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, as well as a physician in this country as well. Dr. Zhang, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Rozelle. Hi, Dr. Rozelle. Hi, everybody in front of the radio.
This is a fun program to talk about, because you and I talk about it virtually all the time in the
all
office.
All the time.
When it comes to, you know, how are we going to look at this patient? What's the differences? What is the discretion and so forth? So let's begin to walk into it a little bit, and it will help people regardless of the diagnosis. You know, in Western medicine, diagnosis is based so many times just on the symptom presentation.
Symptoms.
And
yes,
not on what's really going on. But let's talk about what's the underlying philosophy, if you will, of Chinese medicine, so people understand that. Then we'll move into how that compares to Western medicine.
Yeah. So, you know, before we just very briefly talk about my bio, if you don't mind.
No,
so
please.
I was born in medical doctor family. My father, my older brother, my sister-in-law, all pure Western medicine doctor. So I'm the only one. I studied both, actually. When I was in China, I was doctor there for 5 years. I was practicing for both Chinese and Eastern medicine, and Western medicine, actually. So my hospital is a very huge, this very big hospital called Shanghai Shuguang Hospital. They combine the Western and Eastern medicine together. So that's why. So I like this topic. You know, I like this. I like to combine different things together to treat a patient. So speaking of philosophy, Chinese medicine has been there for 1,000 years. So Chinese medicine, not only medicine, not only for treatment, but for a lot of philosophy. So for example, when I was in the Chinese medicine school and I was in China, so the Qi Gong Tai Chi is a part of your medicine, part of medicine. You have to learn. It's required for your courses, for classes. And that means Chinese medicine based upon Chinese philosophy. So when we talk about Chinese philosophy, we talk Confucius, we call Dao, we call the Confucius. So we, Chinese medicine, borrow them to combine with the medicine together and then develop a Chinese medicine.
I want to, for our listeners, as you go through, and this is fascinating to me, and I find myself listening to you because I understand the background. But for our listeners that don't understand the background, I want to give them a couple definitions, if you will.
Yes.
You mentioned, you know, the philosophy of Qigong and Taiji and so forth. What I want our listeners to understand is what Dr. Zhang is talking about is the energy of the body, the energy movement of the body. Those are different applications. And to understand really how the body works interconnectedly. Mm-hmm. And today in Western medicine, we're finally catching up to the East, but we're doing it from understanding how the cellular elements, the energy that the cells produce and the atoms produce within the body have such a great impact. But going back thousands of years, your initial input, your philosophy embraces that to begin with.
Yes. So thank you for the very detailed explanation. Yes. So everything based on energy flow on the five elements, we talk about five elements, the wood, the fire, and the metal, the water, and all these five elements, and also we talk about the yin and the yang. So this all the methods, all the philosophy to combine together to develop the Chinese medicine.
So I'm going to do it again too, unfortunately. So, it's a tremendous, a lot of information to take for the Western mind. So when you're talking about, and I'm going to say it in a Western term, yin and yang, what that is I want people to understand that it's the opposites of things, the balances of things. For example, hot and cold and night and day and man and woman and so forth. They're the opposites, but together they make a whole. They're blended. And so when you're looking at from a Chinese medicine point of view, you're looking at the imbalances that occur from one side to the other. And then the other piece that is fundamental that you and I understand when we talk about five elements of wood and fire and metal and water and so forth, those are philosophical terms that have an input. And so what that means, for example, tell us how, you know, that works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So for example, elements, so the metal in Chinese medicine, if you compare to the body, metal related to the lung, wood related to the liver, water is kidney, fire is heart, earth and spleen. So these five elements, and they connect together. And for example, and wood produce fire, wood produce fire, and the fire, fire produce the earth. So they have a circle there to produce each other, and then they connected. I'll just give you an example for the patient example. The patient cannot sleep well at night. How patient cannot sleep very well. They went to all the different doctors there who check everything. The Western medicine doctor, they give her a lot of the medicine or, you know, to calm her down or nothing worked. And then when I check the patient, I use five elements to analyze the body. I said, your fire is too much fire. Your water is too less water. Your fire and water is not balanced each other in the body. That means the kidney and the heart not balance each other, that you will never sleep well. This is from Chinese medicine side to analyze you. So this is also the same thing. So the five elements, they have a lot of connections inside, not only just five elements there. So you have to know the connections too.
So we can complicate things, and we might touch upon it in the next part of the program when we start talking about the energy timing of the different elements of the body. So what we're talking about right now is that every organ system in the body is connected to every other organ system. And
yes.
There's some organ systems enhance the capacity of another organ. Some organ systems control or slow down the other organ systems. So this is a beautiful thing with Eastern medicine, because you're actually looking at what may have caused something. I'll give for an example. We know that the lung and the large intestine are combined together in a balancing act. They're yin and yang, as you would say, or a positive and negative balance. And when we talk about yin, we're talking about, in Western medicine, we're talking about parasympathetic healing. We're talking about life-giving forms. So it's a dense organ. Without the liver, you're going to die. The heart is a yin organ. Without it, you die immediately. Mm. But the balancing act are ones that are hollow organs, and they're sympathetic. They are explosive to the outside. For example, like the small intestine is a hollow organ. It empties to the outside through the intestinal tract, the large intestine as well. So here you have, as I mentioned earlier, a yang and a yin, the large intestine and the lung. Somebody who's a smoker, for example, may not have lung cancer, but may end up with intestinal tract cancer or large intestine cancer.
Colon cancer, yes.
And somebody who has a bad gut, bad intestinal tract, could end up with lung cancer. So that's the differencing with Eastern and Western medicine, if you will. You're looking at the things that are coupled together, are compared together. But, you know, to fix the lung, you may be treating the intestinal tract first. you know, to fix the heart, you may fix the small intestine.
Small intestine.
But there's other elements as well, with the liver affecting the heart and so forth. I won't complicate that any more than I have already did. I have a lot of people probably sitting there shaking their head right now. But this Wednesday evening, this coming Wednesday, you have the opportunity to ask Dr. Zhang all of these questions, because he's going to be presenting in our office at 7 p.m. as usual. Please join us. This is an opportunity that you will have to ask an expert, really. This, the 29th is Wednesday, 7 o'clock. You can register by simply going online at rosellcare.com and hit the button register now, but make sure we have a way to contact you so we can confirm the class, or call simply 703-698-7117 and sign up that way. And if you'd like to ask him a question today, it's 888-630-9625. Give us a call and we'll entertain your calls on the air today. Give us a jingle right now. Dr. Zhang, let's go on. We have a couple more minutes before the break.
Yes.
Define that a little bit more.
So, yes. So Chinese medicine, when you talk about Chinese medicine has a lot different way to treat you. For example, the acupuncture is common. Acupuncture, the Chinese herb, and the cupping, the gua sha, there's a lot different ways to choose to treat a patient. But however, when whatever you use, which way you use, whichever, this is all based upon energy flow. So when you talk about energy flow, a lot of people get confused, or what's the energy? I don't believe what this is. But this is the way, actually Chinese medicine is experienced medicine. It's not based upon, later on we'll talk about the Western medicine, it's totally different the foundation. So Chinese medicine think, why are people alive? Why are people alive 1,000 years ago without any x-rays, without MRI, without lab work? Why are people alive? Because they found out, because every single organ in the body has their energy flow, specific energy flow in a specific pathway, which is called a meridian. So don't ask me how they found out meridian, it's channel meridian.
Yeah.
So please do not ask me what's the meridian, what's the channel. Is that it's my lymphatic system, or it's nervous system, or it's a vessel, or it's a vein or arteries? Nobody knows in the whole world right now. Same thing again. Chinese medicine is experienced medicine. But it works for 1,000 years.
The interesting thing is that years and years ago, the Japanese studied what's called Rotaraku points. And they're points that start on the fingertips, right? And they actually injected radioisotope into the Rotaraku point. And they followed it, and they were able to trace many of the different pathways that we're talking about. Incredible mapping that took place. So there are things that are out there, but unfortunately, you know, we leave it to discretion. We're coming up to a break. I want to get into this because this is, for me, it's such a wonderful intuitive sense of how the body really works. And if our listeners are aware of it, they'll say, oh yeah, I really get that. I did that and this happened. But we're coming up to a break. My guest today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, a master practitioner. In both areas of allopathic medicine and Chinese medicine. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Fascinating program today with somebody who I have tremendous admiration for, both as a doctor par excellence. This guy is amazing, and also is a very dear friend, someone who's very close to my heart, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. And we're talking about the comparative between Western and Eastern medicine and the differentiation between the two. In the beginning of the program, we said that Western medicine focuses on symptom presentations and the controlling of the symptom process without really necessarily asking the question, why did it come about to begin with? In Eastern medicine, it's a philosophical approach of going through the weeds, if you will, to find out what really is causing the problem. And in the Western mind, sometimes that's very difficult to embrace. We talked about positive, negative. It's called yin and yang in the balancing between sympathetic and parasympathetic mm-hmm. and five elements. So mm-hmm. Dr. Zhang, welcome back again. Let's get going a little bit more because we could talk about this literally for hours. And for the Western mind, we've got to break it down piece by piece. And this Wednesday evening, the 29th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, you're going to be going through this mm-hmm. step by step by step. And we encourage anybody that really wants to understand it to be able to take pieces home and really get what's going on. This is an opportunity for you that many people will never have, and somebody who's brilliant. Dr. Zhang, let's talk a little bit about how one system controls the other in the body and the difference that from your traditional background, and you said your father and your brother mm-hmm. and your sister-in-law, right?
Yes, sister-in-law, yes.
Are all medical doctors, and mm-hmm. you're the guy that studied both. So mm-hmm. let's talk about how that works within the body.
Yes, so Western medicine, based upon the microbiology or physiology, they only see symptoms. They try to save your life. They try to, save your life down, acute stage. But long-term, actually, Chinese medicine designed for prevention, for preventive care, and not for treatment. So the best doctor always tell you how to prevent something. So that's why, in the office, no matter who the patient come here, I will tell them to do what to do at home, a lot of tips there too. And also I try to explain what's the reason cause that. I give an example. For example, the diabetes. So diabetes, H1C over 6.4, you get diabetic, then you went to doctor, get a metformin, get a lot of different, the Western medicine, the drugs, then your sugar goes down. But however, at the same time, not only because, it caused a lot of side effects, but long term, your spleen and your pancreas get so stressed out. So nobody care your spleen and stomach function, and then only focus your sugar and use a medicine to bring your sugar and then draw sugar down. Nobody care about your organ damage. Nobody care the side effects. So that's why we try to combine together. So there's a lot of different way to combine Western and Eastern medicine. I did ask my dad asked the same question. I said, if you want to learn Chinese medicine, how you want to combine together? So this topic is very, very difficult, a very complicated topic, not only here, but in China too. Chinese people, Chinese doctor, all the different doctor, Western medicine doctor, Chinese medicine doctor, they spend a lot of time to combine together. What's the good points combined? So that's why when I was in China, so we have a lot of herb here too. So at the same time, when we give the patient the Western medicine, just like drugs, and then at the same time, we will always give some patient the Chinese herb to support the organ, to support the organ damage, to support organ function. So we do not want to put a fire or put too much water, put a fire that cause the water damage. So we always try to find different way. That's why we come back together. So it sounds like, it's easy to come back together. But however, the point, you want to find the point, that's not easy. So that means, we have to find all the connections from the reason, from the cause, from the root, and then to do that.
You know, we can even talk about later on in the next part of the program, there's a clock, an acupuncture clock, and we call it the Horary cycle, H-O-A-R-Y. And what it does, it tells a story of when the different organ systems have the highest energies throughout the day. And there's in Chinese medicine, there are 12 primary channels or meridians, and each one of them have a two-hour peak. So the symptoms that might be associated with that organ are going to be the most severe during that two-hour peak. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we come back into the second part of the program. It's very interesting, and if we really understood it and applied it properly, there's so much that we could understand individually and say, hey, I have a problem. I better get my act cleaned up a little bit instead of just looking at the symptom. The symptoms don't show up until sometimes it's too late. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Zhang, a guy who I have such tremendous admiration for, looking into the balance between Eastern and Western medicine. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. And I'm having probably more fun than one person should ever be allowed to have, talking to somebody who I have tremendous respect and admiration for, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. He's a magician. He's a balancing act between Eastern and Western medicine. Those of you who know him, those of you been treated by him, know that this guy is just incredible. But, you know, what we really need to understand is how this blends properly from the Eastern portion and the Western portion. And there's so much to learn in our application of what we do. We're in an area today in Western medicine of functional medicine or integrative therapeutics. And basically what that is what I've spent 45 years of my life doing is putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. But it steals from the philosophical basis of Eastern medicine, because they look at the energy pathways of the body, the neurological pathways of the body, the biochemical pathways of the body, the emotional set points of the body, and how it ultimately causes things to come about. Dr. Zhang, welcome back again. Let's get into this a little bit deeper, if you will, but in a way that we break it down piece by piece so people can understand it. Like I said, I could be here for hours with you and just pulling things out of your mind. But it's our patients who don't have that philosophy or that access to you. This Wednesday night, they have the opportunity. They're going to be able to listen to you and learn from you, regardless of whether they have heart disease, whether they have cancer, whether they have diabetes, whether they have hormonal imbalances and so forth. There's very specific ways of understanding why that it happens. And then in addition to that, what you can do about it. So let's talk about some of those things.
So in nowadays, more and more people focus the body they want the body to heal the natural way. So that's why more and more people try eat clean, eat better, they try organic, try natural, grass-fed, all these things. So I believe that people also believe the body is a self-controlled system. So if you had just like a cold, if you get a cold, even though you do nothing, you will get better for 7 days, 5 or 7 days. That's the body can heal themselves in a natural way. If you take some supplement, some treatment, you get better quicker. It still help your body to heal yourself. So if some people right now in front of the radio is listening to me right now, you always know after just your symptoms with Dr. Rozelle, when the just patient, we hear the sounds or we think it's a very good adjustment, we always say, thank you. Why? The patient asks me, why you thank me? I said, this is a good question, because I thank you because I thank your body cooperation. I thank your body response to my treatment, give you ability to gain yourself ability to heal yourself. So that's why. So then we talk about acupuncture, we talk about different time. So acupuncture channel, we talk about channel meridian, it's the same thing right now because blended together right now. So the different meridian have 12 meridians, and the different meridian flow the different time period mostly. So for example, most of people want have a bowel movement in the morning about around probably 5 or 7 o'clock. Anybody ask why?
Very few ask that.
Huh? I'm sorry?
Very few people ask.
Few. So why? So I had a question before I learned Chinese medicine. I asked my dad. I don't know why I always have the bowel movement in the morning, not at night. Some at night, but mostly in the morning. My dad said, oh, this is your body. No, why? I said, okay. So when I go to Chinese medicine school, I know why, exactly why, because we talked about it before. So every organ has a specific time period in the time of the day. In the morning, 5 to 7 in the morning is your large intestine energy goes to peak. That's why because too much energy there, then they push all the, you have your bowel movement, you clean yourself, detox yourself. That's why. So that means, if you do not have a good bowel movement in that time period, that means your gut, it gets problems there.
It's not working. You know, one of the things that I'll tell patients all the time when they complain that they have digestive problems and they have bloating and so forth, I'll ask them one question. Is it worse at nighttime? Or is it worse in the morning when you eat or at lunchtime when you eat? And they say, oh, no, it's always worse at night. I said, well, then you have a gallbladder problem and your liver's not working the way it's supposed to. So what do you mean? How do you know that? Because the liver energy, the gallbladder energy begins to get at the highest level starting at 11 o'clock to about 3 o'clock in the morning, right? And the combination of the two. So you're going to be bloated. You're going to be distended. You're not going to feel good. And but as the thing is, it's not exact. As the energy gets closer to the channel, as it gets higher and higher and higher, the symptoms become more prevalent, more obvious.
So you can see all this kind of answer. You think, oh, wow, why that? Why that? As from Western medicine, there's no virus. You're no virus, no bacteria, no parasites. You're fine. But however, why had the effect at that time? So the Chinese medicine answered you already. So Chinese medicine designed from a natural way, from a natural way. For another example, the herb. I use a lot of Chinese herb too when I was in China here too. I like the herbs. I like the way they design because in Chinese medicine, the herb is most herb from the food, from the food. So I will probably do some tour, go to the Chinese store to tell you guys a lot of Chinese vegetables actually is a Chinese herb too, Chinese herb too. So that's why we want to heal the body the naturally. However, that doesn't mean when I was in China, I teach students in the college too, college, my school. So because my hospital is affiliated to the college, so that's when we had all the interns come in. I'll tell them, okay, so Chinese medicine is wonderful. Chinese medicine, Eastern medicine is wonderful. It's beautiful. That's why I'm here. However, if I got a fracture and on the road, do not send me to a Chinese medicine doctor. Send me a Western medicine doctor to fix my fracture. So that's right. The way. Yeah, that's the way. So you had to find a way to come back together. Same thing again. The Chinese medicine just a slow cooker. So Western medicine is a faster cooker. If something is very urgent, you want to do quickly, go to the Western medicine.
Western medicine.
Yes. If you want to cook better, cook it from the inside. So long term, taste better, you want to go to Chinese medicine.
It's interesting that you brought that relationship up because I've said for years that if I'm in a car accident and I'm bleeding, you don't want me. You want somebody who can put you back together and, you know, transfuse you and do those things and save your life.
Exactly.
But if you have something that's chronic and it's been constant and it just doesn't go away and you're on all kinds of medicine, you don't want to go to another allopathic doctor. You want to come to somebody like you or me that we can find out where it's really coming from and heal those organ systems and bring them up slowly back to where they're supposed to be. What's the biggest problem, in your opinion, when, you know, somebody comes down with cancer, and we have many different cancers. We can say, you know, it's this condition or it's this condition. But in your, from an Eastern point of view, why does cancer come about?
So cancer in Chinese medicine is no cancer. This word actually. So all the cancer we call is a special word for the cancer. But however, lump is not cancer. The main reason across the board, no matter which kind of cancer, the main reason is your qi and the blood stuck there. Just like your draining system, your thing draining system. If there's a clock there and they get a clock there, your water is not moving. Same as your body too. Your qi and the blood is not moving. Your energy is not moving. Circulation not moving. That's called the cancer. So the way we do not treat the cancer, but we just improve your qi and blood circulation, energy circulation.
So let me ask you a question. I understand that most disease processes are a result of excesses or deficiencies, too much or too little. And the body has a very difficult time adapting to those things. Mm-hmm. And when we deal with it just strictly from a conservative point of view, but now we're talking about energy flow. We're talking about blood stagnation, which in Western mind really doesn't make a lot of sense. And the energy stagnation doesn't mean a lot of sense. But even in Western medicine today, in the advent of quantum physics, if you will, and understanding energy fields and how they affect the body and the electromagnetic paths and so forth, we begin to understand that if energy is too much, it can rupture something. It's like too much water going after the dam, right?
Yes. Yes.
Or if it's not enough rain, too little, then we're going to have a dryness and we're going to have desert and we're going to have the inability of things to grow.
You cannot handle anything. So just like go ahead.
The body has to be in balance.
Yes. Just so that, for example, this is a very good example. I get a patient all the time. The patient said, okay, I want everything. I don't get a better tint overnight. I have every single patient, I treat a patient, I have a very specific training plan. Okay, the first 2 weeks we do this, the first 3 weeks we do this, and then the following day they do this more and more. The patient said, why you don't give me everything together? I want to feel better tomorrow. I said, listen, so I want you to get better tomorrow too. So this, you know, so me, I have to say, this is why I'm a doctor. But however, your body cannot, you're so weak right now. You cannot handle that much. For example, I give a very common so that everything makes sense. It's a very small fire, right? You want a big wind, heavy wind or small wind to come out, right? If you have, right now you're a small fire, if you have very strong wind, the fire will be gone, right? You want a small wind to slowly be a fire, go higher, 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 then you can handle more. So that, oh, that makes sense. It happens very common in Western medicine, the field too. So when I was in China, even so a lot of pure Western medicine doctor, for the severe, the problem of the patient, they give the patient a lot of high dose treatment, the drugs, high dose, everything. The patient get worse and worse. So then they try to see me. I said, oh, Dr. Jones, so I'll treat the patient every drugs from the guidelines, everything, blah, 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 I'm going to get better. So they give to me. And then I told the doctor, say, okay, stop everything. And then we have a new plan, slowly, slow dose, gradually. So that's a way to the patient.
It's an interesting situation. The Western mind wants everything done yesterday. They want expediency. But
yes.
They don't realize that their lifestyle has what's really produced all of this, has brought them step by step closer to the brink of disaster. And,
yes.
But now they show the symptom. And as I said earlier in the program, symptoms are the last things to show up. And the first things, if it's treated properly, that can become less and go away. But that doesn't mean that the system has been resolved or the energy is returned and the body's in a balanced place. So we have to understand that the body will resolve virtually anything, but it has to be done step by step at the level that the patient can handle it over a period of time. I give people an understanding of, I said, if you've had a chronic problem of any kind, no matter what it is, it usually takes, if you do everything the right way, it's 3 to 5 weeks for every year that you've had the chronic problem. So if you've had something 20 years that's slowly been coming about, not necessarily the symptoms, because symptoms will come and go in the early stages. But if you go back and you try to find out when it first happened, you can, and if you do everything you should, you can do three times all those years. Maybe it's 20 years. That's 60 weeks. It's going to take a year and a half for your body. If you do everything the right way, the body will forgive you as long as you're breathing and as long as it begins to, you know, produce more cells. But the problem is, and that in Western medicine, going back to what I said early on, we want it done yesterday, not, you know, we don't want to wait. We don't want to have to change the way we think. We don't want to change the way we eat. We don't want to change the way we move. And in Chinese medicine, you take all those things together.
Yes. So I don't blame it. So same thing again. So I know a lot of Western medicine doctors here, not in the US, but also in China too. They're very against Chinese medicine, very against this medicine, or everything else. It's voodoo, whatever it is. So I think, I was a doctor before in China. So I don't against anybody. I don't against any medicine. Even medicine is there for a long time. There's a reason. There's a reason for every medicine. So it works for some way. So Chinese medicine is very, very, it's just like the very broad way, just like the Buddhists, to love everybody, to support you from every angle. So no matter how sick you are, we always can find something behind that. We always, because we know the connection, we know the body better as a whole picture and compare the other doctors see only one piece. So I'll give another example, high blood pressure. So you went to the doctor, a doctor gave to you the medicine to lower down beta blockers, but I feel better for a while, and then the still go high and then change the dose. By the way, high blood pressure medicine, there's a tons of high blood pressure medicine. So sometimes I don't know here, but in China, a lot of my Western medicine doctor colleagues are always confused. They're confused too. They say, let's try this one, try this one. So this, and the end, okay, nobody, nothing works very well, not balanced very well, it works to us. Now we see the body, as same thing, we see the body from the whole picture. We check the liver, check the kidney function. Improve the kidney function.
Let's get back in that a little bit more. This is so fascinating. I could sit and talk to you for hours. We're coming up to a break. We have to say thank you to the people who bring you Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. But don't go away. We have a whole lot more. And this Wednesday evening, the 29th, your opportunity to really get this and understand it. We'll be right back after these messages.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. We're here for you. We're here bringing you the best information possible so you can help yourself stay strong, get better, and live long. And that's the entire reason that we do this. Dr. Zhang, welcome back. This Wednesday evening, you're going to be putting together a program that is, you know, fascinating. It's incredible. Our listeners really need to take advantage of being there with you because, number one, they're going to walk away with a lot of different information. And secondly, they get to understand what really takes place within the body. So let's talk about, you know, that piece. Do people have responsibility or should they just let somebody else do it to them, whether it's Western medicine or whether it's Eastern medicine?
Oh, no. So you have your responsibility. I told my patient, so the best doctor is yourself. It's yourself. Do not rely on anybody. So you should rely on yourself. So that's why when I treat a patient, why I say that, because it's your body. You're responsible your choice. And also, same thing again. So the service I offer, the treatment I offer, no matter it's a chiropractic, or no matter detox, acupuncture, all these things. So this is a use on you. So I also always give patients some tapes bring home. You can do at home to prevent something. So actually, I think the best doctor has to have three prescriptions. The first prescription is the treatment you offer. The second prescription is the tape you bring home. And then the third one, you have to monitor to tell the patient to keep following up the patient. The patient sometimes, okay, I'll do it because I feel bad. I'll do it for 1 week, 2 weeks. And then after that, I feel so much better. I don't do it. That's why I always follow up you. So don't try to get rid of me. So I just always follow up to see how's everything going, to push you a little bit further and to make sure you do my homework, make sure you do the tips I told you, make yourself better.
You know, it's interesting how we as human beings want to ignore our responsibility, the things that we have done over a period of years to get ourselves into trouble. Oh, you know, I didn't do that too much. I didn't do this too much. I didn't do that too much. But when you add together all those little things that we didn't do too much, now they become a lot of something, and it begins to cause the body to break down and not respond the way it was meant and designed to respond. Your body, as I said earlier in the program, is extremely forgiving, providing you take away the stresses, the structural, chemical, emotional stress pathways. And that's where you're so strong. You have that ability to look at both sides of the puzzle and give people information. This Wednesday night, the 29th, is an opportunity. Join us. You know, join Dr. Zhang and allow him to give you pieces of the puzzle that you may never have thought about before. We decided to do this for you, put this program together for you. Particularly in the world that we're in today, you need to know what you can do to help yourself. You need to know how these things work together. You need to have a platform that you can ask questions of somebody who really has it together. And this is your opportunity. This is the time, you know, to really take control.
Yes.
How would you go ahead?
I can help. If you come, yes, I have a patient. I told them I can help you to make your right decision. Before making a decision, I will tell you what's going on there. And after you know, you'll make a decision, I believe.
It's so important that we just don't say, well, I have a cold, so I'm going to go take whatever medication. You know, you call up your friendly doctor. They're not bad people, but they've been instructed by the drug companies. If you have these symptoms, give this drug. And so many of the drugs today are immune suppressive drugs. They further downregulate, make things worse in the body than trying to fix. They get rid of the symptom temporarily. But, you know, when you listen to television and you see all these wonderful ads on television, these happy, smiley people, and then at the end they said, if you've ever had or you have this, blah, 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 and oh, by the way, the side effects could be all these things and death, and you could die from it. Why in God's name would you not look at something that is more natural and effective and proven to work? Might take a little longer, but now you have your life back.
And worse that. And
people just don't understand that they have that responsibility. You know, and even from the time you're if you have a family and you have young children, right? That's the time to train them instead of just giving them all kinds of junk and sugar and carbohydrates.
See, interesting. I'm sorry, I feel so excited. Sophia, actually, my daughter had a little fever last week. A fever said, you know, I don't feel well, I fever. You know what he asked me? He said, Dad, can you treat me? Can you adjust me? Oh my God, okay. That's the way you treat a daughter. You treat a kid to do the heal natural way. He tried to use the time Chinese herb. I said, don't take any sleep. I tell you, he tried to find some Chinese herb there.
Yeah, just remember to tell Sophia who gave her her first adjustment when she was a little girl.
You, my master, you. 3 hours after birth, you adjusted my daughter. I never forgot about that.
I was sitting home. You made my day. That was, I had a smile that I couldn't take off my face for over probably a year. And it was, just think of that beautiful little child and the opportunity she had to be able to have no neurological interference and get her energy levels that were up and so forth. You know, we're coming up to a break. Dr. Zhang, I'm excited for this Wednesday evening, and I hope everybody will join us. It's an opportunity to really understand both sides of it. We're coming up to a break. We'll be here next week with another program that I think that you'll be very impressed with. This is Dr. Rozelle saying one thing. We do this for you only because we love you very much. Bye.
Bye.